Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to talk a complicated situation?
What's going on?
Someone hurts a family member, you're done with them.
Oh, yeah.
That is, unless that person who hurt the family member is also a family member.
Oh.
And it seems like an easy decision to just wipe this person away.
Yeah.
But as most families find out when stuff like this goes down, it gets way more complicated. Why are you laughing, you monster?
He's evil.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story comes from Tommy's mother's hometown. Whoreville. No. Auburn, New York. That's where police arrested a man.
Whatever.
For stealing.
Who would he steal?
Authorities say he took more than $3,000.
Goddamn.
From an elderly woman using a Cash App account, simply transferring money from her bank account into
All
his.
Right.
They say he did this several times in November of last year, which got to the $3,000 that nobody realized was happening.
Yeah.
Police say last Wednesday, he tried to transfer $4,000 all at once.
Man.
And that set off red flags.
Oh.
That's when this elderly woman was alerted by the app. She then called the cops, and an investigation led to this man's arrest.
Yeah.
One more very important piece of information in this story.
Whatever.
The woman this guy allegedly stole from is his own grandmother. Why is this funny? Why are you laughing?
This might be a relative, man. I got a lot of relatives over there.
This man is facing a ton of charges.
Oh, no kidding.
Attempted identity theft, grand attempted larceny, identity theft, grand larceny. Those are just the felonies.
He also has,
a bunch more non-felony charges. He will have a court date to answer for all of them. I wanted to have a discussion about stealing from grandma.
No.
No, why?
But I've had family that have pulled these moves. Not to this extent, but because nobody had that kind of coin. So was he thinking that he pulled this move thinking that she wouldn't prosecute because I'm your grandson?
Okay, that's
or maybe
like you
notice?
Had that grandson shield.
If the allegation are true, that's possible. Now, if you break down the story, he was chipping away to get that initial $3,000.
Right. Right. Then he got greedy.
And that's just it. That is surprising. It seems like he figured, if the allegations are true, she wouldn't notice because she didn't notice in the first place.
Right.
Because if he thought, I've got the grandson shield, why not just take the $3,000 up front?
Right.
So I don't know if that's the case.
Okay.
But, Kimmy, of all the people you were going to try and steal from, grandma?
Keep it in the family. Well, at least it's still with us.
Do people?
The Smiths still have money.
We don't know how old grandma was.
We don't know how old grandma was.
Was she an Auburn granny?
Yeah.
65.
We also don't know how old the grandson is.
Yeah, because 22. I could see a relative justifying it by saying they're not going to need it much longer.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I take care of them sometimes, so I'm just going to take a little here because, you know, they'd want me to have
this. I got sweat equity in you, Granny.
Look,
I
get, Kimmy, the argument you can make, but here's the problem.
But you asked, like, why grandma, and maybe that's why.
All right, so unless you have the worst grandmother in the world, if you steal from your grandmother, you are not going to have any ally.
No.
You remember last week, we talked about that 19-year-old firefighter accused of arson in Clifton Springs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a couple days later, his mother went on the news to defend him. And as we played her comments defending her son, we had made the statement, your mother, no matter what terrible thing you do, will always be on your side.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, if you stole from her mother, you couldn't even count on your mom being there to defend you.
But some mothers, man, and grandmothers, They couldn't pull that trigger to see the kid go to jail. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's been arrested.
I know.
They're pressing charges.
I know.
You think that there would be a grandma that would just let that wave off?
Not let it go, but not want to see you go to jail. Like, I could see, like, all right, so my wife, so this would be our grandson.
Yep.
All right, stealing from her.
Okay.
Like, when they're of age.
Sure.
She's not letting that kid go to jail.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, she's going to make that kid's life hell, but she does not want to see that kid go. I don't think she'd rather handle it herself. Right. And I think a lot of women just don't want to see the kids hurt to that degree, even if they grab cash. And it's just cash, man.
Okay, but look,
this could be somebody she spends a lot of time with.
It is.
Because you would, I mean,
it'd break your heart, but
to figure out that you can do this, to have access to that stuff, I would think this is somebody that she must, you know, they must spend some time together.
You trust them. Right. But then you would have to go to court and sit there and watch them light your grandson up.
It's possible that to get the money back, she has to press charges to prove that there was fraud and larceny.
Bro, that money ain't coming back, man. That is all burned gone all day long.
I'm saying maybe if it was a false transaction, that could just be stopped to get the money back from the bank.
You know, he grabbed it. He went right to the vape shop and got some ink.
Is it possible she didn't know who had taken it initially?
Well, no. That's when the red flag went off, they did the investigation. It sounds like
it's not like she purposely called knowing it was him.
We don't know. If the allegations are true,
you know he's already got a fat tab going at Prison City Brew.
Yeah,
don't even get me started at the bowling alley.
$3,000, you could buy like 17 beers at a craft brewery. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about this kid. Or I say kid, grandson from Auburn. We have no idea how old he is. Police say that he took more than $3,000 from his grandmother using the Cash App. He was caught after he tried to transfer $4,000 all at once a second time. That sent up a red flag, ended up leading to an investigation, which led to the charges. All right. Kimmy?
Yep.
Let's take arrest out of it because there's a debate to be had there.
Okay.
Stealing from family.
Yeah.
Is that automatic family excommunication? You are out. No one wants to talk to you.
I think for a lot of people, and especially if it's a family member that surprised you with it, you may be willing to give them another chance.
Stealing from grandma. Grandma. Ma.
Yeah, but I think people have to have a pattern before their family finally decides to cut them off. And I think it takes a lot longer than you think and a lot more money than you think.
You agree with that?
So I had a niece rip off my other niece. After she took her in.
Oh, it was niece on niece crime.
Niece on niece, and she took her in.
Yeah.
And she stole from her, but now they don't even talk. But to Kimmy's point, this kid had a long track record of priors, and that was like the last straw. Then that was it. Just get out of my house. And she, how about this? She wrote her a nasty note.
The one that stole?
The one that stole. Is how you treat family after I steal from you? This is what you do?
Okay.
Yeah, but it took a long time to get to that point with my good niece.
But was that a family excommunication after that happened?
Oh yeah, like they don't. Yeah.
Okay.
You're dead to me type of thing. You know what I mean?
All right, Kimmy. Let me run a scenario by you. Just see where your head's really at. All right. Your brother.
Yep.
And you find out your brother has stole $3,000 from your grandmother. Now, your brother has never had a history of anything like this before. Right. Always been a good dude, family
clean
man.
Clean cut kid.
Raising his chickens.
Right. Yeah.
Working a good job, being a husband. Mm. Would you allow your brother to tell you his side of the story? Or would you automatically be like, I can't be around that kid anymore?
I'd be pissed, but I'd want to hear his side of the story.
You would seek it out.
Wouldn't you want to know why all of a sudden you decided to steal $3,000?
They're going
to
lie.
I don't think I would... I would need some kind of explanation,
but
so my brain can process the whole thing.
But if they're dishonest enough to take this money, you're not assuming they're lying right to your face?
They could be, but I still want to hear something from you after doing that.
Would you want to hear their side of the story, or are you done with them?
No, I'll take the side of the story.
You just want gossip.
I do.
You're such a
bad... Well, then I can call everybody up and spread it around.
Oh, my God.
Well, never let a tragedy go to waste.
Okay.
But I tell you what I wouldn't do. I wouldn't judge him.
You wouldn't judge someone for stealing thousands of dollars from your grandmother?
I wouldn't say anything because I want the whole story. Because as soon as you start judging somebody, they'll pump the brakes.
You misspoke. You wouldn't judge them to their face.
Yes. Right.
Okay, that's different.
Still looks good to me, to them. Like, I look like the good one.
No, but here's the problem. Don't give them a judgmental tone or say something like that, they're going to go to
the
other...
the next victim.
Or they're going to go to other members of the family and be like, well, Tommy gets it. Yeah. Tommy thinks it's fine. Tommy's okay with me stealing $3,000 from grandma.
By the way, you're doing a great impression of my cousin. I can't sit here being some scuzzy FM dirtball for 30 years and go, this is what you should do. Let me tell you something.
I'm not saying.
When I was drunk driving, you know, it wasn't frowned upon like it is today.
I don't think it's inappropriate to look at a person in your family who steals from another family member, mm-hmm. especially this much money, yeah. and say, I don't need the headache. I don't need to be associated with that person.
Okay, all right.
Bro, you cut people out of your life for wearing white after Labor Day. 252 WCMF. Again, we're talking about the story out of Auburn. Grandson steals $3,000 from his elderly grandmother. I say elderly. We actually don't have her age. Mm. This is the accusation. That $3,000 was taken in small increments.
Increments.
My brain is not working.
Sorry.
Small increments. Over a couple of weeks, he was popped, according to police, after he tried to transfer $4,000 all at once.
Granny bust.
He's facing a ton of charges, yeah. multiple felonies. All right, let me ask you this. Mm. Does the amount of money grandma has change the way you see this?
So, like, if this was, like, her whole nest egg, like, he wiped her out?
Let's go another way. Let's say she's rich. And in this story, I mean, we don't know anything about the woman, but we do know he took $3,000 in a month from her bank account and nobody noticed.
Right.
If she's got a mill in the bank.
Okay.
And he took $3,000 cash. Is he as bad?
I mean, come on.
Okay. Why did I ask you?
You got it.
Because she's got it. Don't mean it's yours.
I understand. Grandpa, you know, Grandpa did well for himself. He may have done a couple underhanded things. I'm just saying. But if she loaded.
Yes. Yeah, she's got a mill cash in the bank, 75 years old. He takes $3,000.
Yeah, she's not going to be, you know, eating Alpo.
So you don't look at him as bad.
He didn't leave her destitute. Like, it didn't change her lifestyle one iota.
Where they end up matters to you?
Yeah. I mean, if Granny's down to, you know, seeds and stems and you take everything.
She's smoking pot?
That's out of the question?
Not in Auburn. It's a prison town. So.
No, but I mean, if she's down, you know, to her bare ass, I feel bad for the
woman. Well, and it's going to come out of your pocket because you're going to have to help her out.
Yeah, the family's going to have to bail out Granny, which also sucks.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Right. Yeah.
Kimmy, let's say no. Because Kimmy's doing mean things to try to make me laugh, and it's throwing me off.
Whatever.
I have no idea what's happening right now. Kimmy, let's say, as I asked Tommy, this woman, your grandma gets stolen from.
Uh-huh.
She's got $1 million in the bank, though. She's rich.
She's fat.
He takes $3,000, your brother, hypothetically. Do you look at him as badly as if he took $3,000 out of the $20,000 that she had?
I guess not. Because, you know, my grandma can still support herself. It's not changing her lifestyle.
Freaking millionaire.
You know what's going to really bug people about that? And why I almost think taking from a grandparent that has a little bit in the bank is going to bug people more? Inheritance.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm so surprised you have this take you do, because that money could have been yours.
You're taking out of my pocket now.
Well, I was thinking of me taking the money, so... I wasn't thinking. Yeah.
Okay. Let's move it then.
Okay.
Because you have admitted on this show and in practice have done this. You stayed close with elderly relatives only because you were looking to get inheritance.
That's what the Bible says.
No, it's not.
Like, it says, cleave on to the rich, for they will inherit the. You will inherit the money.
What are you? What?
Cleave on to your wealthy relatives, saith the Lord.
One of the worst Elton John songs ever. You gotta cleave on to your rich aunt in New York. You would take vacation to spend one-on-one time with these elderly relatives thinking
spent
that...
time and money. Up.
Okay.
And to get that money.
And it blew up in his face, by the way. Turns out she was lying about how rich he was, which is chef's kiss of irony. But, Tommy, put it... Let's say your brother, hypothetically, takes $3,000. That could have been
yours.
He's
a millionaire.
Okay.
No, but go ahead.
No, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
I mean, you don't see that as your money?
Yeah, I do, but...
Okay.
There's still a big pot there to pass around. But here's what I say.
That's what you thought about your aunt, too, stupid. Here's your Pier 1 statue. Not from Egypt.
I was just telling him, hey, man, you just took from your cut. That ain't coming out of my end. Like when she.
Why would she give him any more after he stole from her?
Yeah, but let's say nature bags her ass, right?
You started nice. Nature runs its course. You go, nature bags her ass.
And let's say here comes the rest of the money.
Okay.
Well, you already got your 3G.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's not coming out of my end. Sure, when we divvy everything up, you already got 3G.
No, I hear you. A man that is willing to steal from family is probably going to go, oh, that's a reasonable thing to
I'm going to tell the lawyer, man. He's already got his cut.
It's not your call. It's your grandma
and
whoever.
It's the lawyer's call.
No.
Well, however it's laid out. But he already took.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Right.
Just to be safe,
right.
Don't steal from grandma. And you know what you did. You know what you did.
What'd you do?
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think of single parents,
yeah,
single moms come to mind.
Oh, sure, sure.
But we can't forget about our single dads.
Oh,
Tommy.
Yeah, they're out there.
And it turns out, when it comes to being a single dad in America, where we are right now is not the worst place to be.
Okay.
But studies don't always tell the whole story. Because you can't be sure what makes a community single dad friendly until you've walked a mile in their New Balances.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A study in front of us.
What'd they say?
Lists Rochester, New York as the 53rd best city in America to be a single dad.
That's not a... That's a weird... Yeah. All the way around.
Like in terms of dating or just lifestyle?
It's all the way through just being a single dad. And I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, it's a weird ranking because you're 53rd.
Yeah.
So you're dead in the middle kind of?
Well, no, because the list was out of 500.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So I guess that's really
good. Okay, so we up.
Although when it comes to the rest of the cities they listed in New York, we were behind New York City, New Rochelle, Syracuse, and Albany. We kicked Buffalo's ass, though.
All right.
Okay.
So they give...
Well, those dads are distracted with the Bills.
Yeah, you're right.
Savers.
Not like us.
A little bit more so.
The reasons they give for Rochester being such a good place for single dads...
Yeah, what do we got?
They say we have a great work-life balance compared to other cities.
Mm-hmm.
So more time to spend with the kids.
Yeah.
They talk about how many great things there are to do with your kids in Rochester.
Okay.
Can't argue that.
Mm-hmm.
They also say that Rochester, New York, the greater Rochester area, has one of the highest safety rankings of all of the cities in New York on the list.
Safety for kids?
I guess. I don't know.
All right.
This is what I'm giving you. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. You know, we have numbers, but numbers don't always tell the whole story.
All right.
Is being a single dad in Rochester a good thing? Okay, good is the wrong way to put it. Is it easier? Do you have an easier time being a single dad in Rochester?
So, like, just to be basically, when you have the kids, do you have the time, the money to entertain them? And to watch them.
Do you feel like your kids are safe when they're with you, when they're not
with
you? All of these things, I guess, combined. Because, okay. I mean, you know, now that you're bringing it up, there is a lot more to being a single dad than just spending time with your kids.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many things that go into it. And, you know, there's always a lot of talk about single moms.
Yeah.
And for good reason. They are more common.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of responsibility.
They get stuck with the kids.
But we should be at least, and okay, by the way, that's unfair too.
What do you mean?
They're stuck with the kids.
Not stuck, but you know.
No, I mean.
They usually have the kids more.
But so that's kind of starting to change, at least with the people I know as
It's more evenly split than it used to be.
Well, like when I was a kid, Kimmy, my buddies who had divorced parents, it was either weekends or every other weekend and holidays.
Yeah.
Where now I'm seeing a lot more Thursday to Mondays.
For daddy?
Yeah, or vice versa.
Okay.
Right?
See, I always thought that was more like you spend more time with one parent just based on like. It being easier on the kids and school and their schedule.
So
you know, have weekends at one place, full week at another.
And that makes sense, and maybe that's why the system was the way it was before. But I have, and again, this is all anecdotal.
Yeah.
So whatever. But I know three couples who they both live in the same school district on purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They don't live too far from each other. And the kids have, like, their own rooms at each of their places.
Okay.
Well, is it easier to do that here than it is other places? Like, both be able to afford the same, to live in the same area? Find a place to live in the same area?
Now, a couple years ago, I would say absolutely, but...
But maybe compared to other places, it's still better than it is, in places where it's more expensive?
Let's walk down that road. Because let's say, hypothetical situation.
Right.
My wife finally wakes up and realizes what a terrible decision she makes. We're going to split.
Right.
I don't know if I could afford a place to live in Henrietta right now.
Oh, to be close to the kids?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I would... You, know,
you would need an apartment somewhere.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, and I don't think I would be able...
a race car bed. And some Bills posters. I think you could do it. And a sad little toaster oven. No, it cooks everything, really.
Why are you knocking
it? It even heats my coffee up on top.
Why are you knocking the toaster oven? I love toaster ovens.
Toaster ovens saved a lot of single dads.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why. What are you taking out of the toaster oven for? Yeah, I don't know if I'd be able to pull that off. And Kimmy, if it would be easy to pull that off right now. I mean, it would take a significant financial investment.
Yeah.
Right.
And you would also have to have a space enough for however many kids you had on your own.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't have, like, even if you lived across town, it wouldn't be that far or take that much time to get around, to get to and from. So there's that benefit too.
But here's the problem. I mean, it wouldn't apply to my kids because they go to Aquinas.
Yeah.
But like, you know, if my kids were at Rush Henrietta and I ended up in an apartment in Grease Gates, Chi Lai, Spencerport, wherever, it's the city, I would either have to get them to school every day,
yeah,
or surrender, only see them Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
But tonight. I mean, but the buddies we had that had this happen to them, they seem to make it work okay.
Well,
talk to the kids.
Well, I mean, they still had, I mean, I was still making them out work, at night though. For drinks and stuff. So, I mean, they had them kids in bed by 7.
But making it work doesn't mean it was easy.
No, but it's doable.
You're also talking to a guy who wasn't paying any attention to whether or not it was working with his buddies and their kids.
Yeah, you weren't asking any follow-up questions.
Nah, the kids seemed happy.
All right, let's get to what I think we're all thinking when it comes to single dads and how easy it is.
Well, what's that?
Well, because we have them, you know, Rochester 53rd ranked community out of 500 for single dads. That's good. We're almost at the bottom of New York. That's bad.
Yeah.
Is Rochester a place where ladies give single dads a fair shake?
Oh, on the dating scene?
Let me put it this way.
Where?
There are single guys who will look at a woman with kids and think, nope, she's got baggage.
Yeah.
Okay. How do single women look at guys with kids?
Oh, okay.
Do they also see baggage, or do they see single dads as a plus? Because we want to believe that back in the day, single guys with kids shows he's responsible, hardworking, loving,
yeah,
and mature.
Yeah, right, right. You're a good man.
But Kimmy, if a woman's looking for a relationship with someone, she may not see any of that.
I think it depends on her background, too. Like, does she also have kids? Because then that's going to be another factor. Was she married before, so she understands how that relationship with your ex is gonna be? So I don't know. I don't know what that woman's looking for necessarily. If she would rather have somebody who is starting all this new, or if she finds a common ground in somebody that has a kids and an ex or is divorced.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So
their situation.
Let's walk through the guy mentality here.
Yeah, sure.
Because now if I am saying anything wrong, tell me.
Sure.
There was a time.
There was a single time.
Tommy, when you were single and I knew you 20 years ago, where you would prefer a woman without child to date.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
No.
No. You love your stepkids.
Yes, I do.
And your grandkids.
Yes.
And your wife is beautiful and smart.
But when I met my wife, her kids were older. They weren't little kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They weren't like 10-year-olds. They were out of college, basically, at that point and on their own. So it was a kind of a different situation.
I get what you're saying.
And, yeah, my taste changed, too, like 30 years ago, what I thought was what I wanted.
I understand. I mean, we all grow.
Yeah.
Dynamite save there.
I know.
I guess what it comes down to is it easier to be a woman coming into the lives of a dad with two kids? Or is it easier for a man to be coming into the lives of a woman with two kids?
I think it's harder for the man.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why?
Because women are more nurturing. Guys, especially, they get set in their ways, set in their opinions. Moms are more, I think moms are better at children in general. And taking on your baggage, I think they're better at it.
You could have just said kids.
Baggage.
You could have just said kids.
Human baggage.
Okay.
Cute little human baggage. But you know what I mean? Like, I know more horror stories on the other end where the dad came into the house and he tried to, like, be the man of the house too soon.
Okay.
And, you know, push. It becomes bullying almost.
Like, you're not sure how to have that balance. Like, you feel like you have to be dad right away.
Right. Where I think women are just better at it.
See, I've seen it the opposite way, and I don't mean to cut you off, Kimmy. Just, you know,
like the woman comes in too hard?
I think it depends on the gender of the kids, because I have seen a couple of times where, good guy, just didn't work out with his marriage.
Yeah, yeah,
he's got a daughter or two.
Yeah.
He brings a woman around, and those daughters are extremely territorial of their father.
Okay.
They don't trust this woman. They see her as a replacement for mom.
That could be tough.
And, like, you know, you're right. When it comes to sons and a new woman or sons and a new dad, there's going to be tension. But it feels like it is kicked up to 11 when a new woman walks into a situation with 8, 10, 13-year-old girls.
Oh. What?
Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, yeah.
I think sons and new dad is going to get just as territorial.
Okay.
Especially if, you know, like Tommy said, like, you know, you kind of feel like you have to set some rules and boundaries. I don't, I know stories where that didn't go well.
Yeah, the one the stories I know, like new dad comes into, you know,
yeah,
and the son immediately yes. goes, I'm out of here, and goes to his father's house.
Okay,
and never looked back.
Okay,
you know, he just wasn't going to deal with it.
No,
but his dad was a soft, cool dad. You know what I mean? Like he, but he was also not. He was slack ass, but he wasn't like heavy handed.
They were your buddies.
Yes,
slack ass. Slack ass!
But good guys.
No, I'm not saying they're not good guys.
Good guys.
You can be
guys.
A good slack ass.
Yeah, but they were always at the bar by 7. And they were buttoned up.
252-WCMF. As we're talking about how easy it is in Rochester as a single dad to meet people with the complication is, you know, I've always wondered.
What's that?
How folks get into the whole I have kids thing in a new relationship. Like, do you lead with I have kids?
It comes up pretty quick when you meet somebody.
Okay.
If you're, you know, I started dating again when I was 45. You would go out with these women. Like, that came up.
Right away.
Within 30 minutes, you knew basically how the dynamic of her household.
Okay.
You know, and then you knew whether you were in or out. You know what I'm saying?
Why are you talking like you could have said in or out? You know what I'm saying?
No, no, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know. Are you having a stroke?
I don't feel like walking in on homework, honey.
I feel like, though, if you are a single dad with kids, you may lead with that more than a woman would, because I think women are a little bit more open to it. Even if they're not looking to date somebody with kids, it's not necessarily a deal breaker for them, where I think that there are going to be more guys that see a single mom as a deal breaker.
All right. You have single friends that yes. are in their mid-30s.
Yep.
Okay.
See, like, I was just going to say that because I think that they would prefer to meet somebody who's, you know, never been married, like you're both meeting and doing this for the first time. But at the same time, if they met somebody who have that has kids or got out of a is divorced, like it's not a deal breaker for them.
Okay.
Like they're fully willing to give this person a chance, and I don't think they really see it as a negative so much.
Okay, you know, the other way it becomes more complicated. You know, telling someone you have kids.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, they're going to find out eventually. You're not going to hide them. When do you tell your kid there is someone new in your life? Because, like, for example, let's say in a weird world again, all of a sudden I'm single. It's just me and my daughters. I'm 38. I am in my prime.
Yeah.
Shoulders look great. My girls
you didn't bring them in today.
You laughed at that. You gave them that.
Oh.
My girls are 12 and 14.
Yeah.
They are well aware of what dating is.
And that's a tough age.
How many times do I have to see a woman before I should let my girls know I am seeing someone?
So when I met women with kids, it's like 3 months.
Oh, yeah. So that long?
I think they have to be pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, because you don't want to bring the person in. And that one chick I dated,
mm-hmm.
I never saw her kid. We dated 6 months.
Okay. No, that I get.
What? I was very nice.
You know, the funny thing is, too, she could have, like, walked you in the house and all of her neighbors would have thought she was just bringing her son home from school. Because I heard from a distance.
Man, that joke does not die.
Your joke sucks and you're a terrible
comedian.
Seven
decades that joke's been out.
No, because, like, okay, how about this? Okay, I get, like, not immediately, like, yeah. I met someone new. This yeah. is your new mother. Yeah. Do you share with your kids you are trying to meet someone new?
Depending on the kid's age, it might be kind of hard to hide that you're out there dating.
Well, but here's the thing.
You know, because you're going to have to go out and do these things if you don't want to bring them home.
I would always have half the week where they weren't there. I could do all my dating in those days if I wanted to.
But you let them know that you are dating?
But
you're not going to bring the dude around.
I think it's healthy.
Well,
for
them. I don't want any of my girls to meet any of the dudes I'm trying to meet.
I think your kids
But you know what I mean.
Honey, girls, I have someone I'd like you to meet, and there's a big life change in the house.
I think you could introduce a woman into your life quicker than you should be introduced to her situation.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm trying to picture my oldest meeting a woman that I'm dating.
I would really be sure.
Oh, that would not be good.
But what if they were little? Let's say they were, you know, 10-year-olds. I mean, it may be more apt to, like, a young girl might see another woman in the house. The guard would come down.
My wife would be a very hard woman to live up to.
I understand that.
Beautiful doctor. Like, but think about it, though. Like, what could I bring home?
Yeah, it's only downhill from here.
Yes, where my daughter
is. Even if that person's successful.
Hey, dad brought home another pet. Oh, she just went on the carpet.
Yes.
Dad, you got to let your girlfriend out.
You were saying, I'm sorry, Kim.
Bam, we're out of cheese.
You dated a woman with a fish name. Her name was Troutmouth. Are you going to come animal at me?
No kids. Just minnows. Must have been 100 wigglers in there.
Shut up. Same thing with your mom last night.
You asked.
He's done for a little while, so now we can have a conversation.
I was waiting for him to wear himself out. You asked if you should let your kids know that you're dating, and I feel like you should, only because when that person does show up in your life and you decide you want to introduce them, it's not a total surprise that there's a new person coming. Whereas if they didn't even know you were interested in anybody or looking to bring somebody new into your life, then I think it might be a little bit... It might be a more difficult transition.
I guess what I'm wondering is, like, where does that feeling of betrayal start to go away? Because I would understand as a kid. Like, when my parents split, I was older.
Yeah.
Like, I was 18, 19 years old, so, like, I was aware of what was happening. Mm. Right? But, like, I would think that, again, in a hypothetical situation, if my wife and I are together and I'm trying to meet somebody new, like, meeting another woman is a betrayal of what we've had our entire lives together. Yes. So, like, how long after everything settles down, Kimmy, would I even mention, like, I went on a date where my youngest would look at me like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hmm.
How could you?
I think you got, so what do you think?
I don't know. It's super complicated.
3 months is good enough.
No, after a divorce? After a divorce. Yeah. I mean, you're not even officially divorced yet, right?
Well, let's say that the dust has settled.
Okay.
And you're dating somebody. 3 months is enough time. I mean, you know this person.
It's going to take you 3 months just to get your living situation figured out.
No, I'm moving in with him.
Absolutely. But you know their personalities. You kind of know what they're about by this time. I think you could do it.
Okay. I think I would wait until my wife started openly talking about dating somebody else. I don't want to be the first one.
Well, what if she never tells you?
She'll probably never date it. Who are you going to find as good as me? Who compares, even?
I don't know what time the zoo opens.
A lot of animal jokes today. Would you watch National Geographic last night?
Pretty good last night. It was on otters. They're so adorable. Where they do the backflip.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't freak out. This place is not closing.
Okay.
But the story is a little bit funny.
What happened?
Because if you don't speak this language, it's understandable why you would have thought this happened.
Kind of language.
It's just weird that this got everywhere the way that it did before someone was like, oh, somebody want to just hit Google Translate? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I don't know if you guys have seen, but over the last 36 hours, there's been a ton of talk about Chipotle going bankrupt.
Oh really?
No.
Shutting down forever. Chipotle, with their locations in every town in America.
Oh my God, yeah, they're like the McDonald's of Mexican food.
They were owned by McDonald's.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes. Chipotle is not closing.
Okay.
Now,
what happened?
Here's the thing. It's understandable why people would get worried based on how many of these restaurants we've seen having problems, right?
Mm.
But all of this big fervor and fear,
yeah,
is thanks to a translation mistake. Because it turns out Chipotle is closing one of their offshoot restaurant chains.
Oh.
They opened a couple of Chipotle-like spinoff restaurants for salads called Farmesha Eatery.
From Asia.
No, they're not from Asia. They're Mexican.
Eat them from Asia.
So those restaurants that they were experimenting with.
Ensalada Mixta.
Kimmy, they're closing all of them.
Okay.
But the story was first reported by a Spanish language website.
Oh.
And for some reason.
What did it say? El Closo?
For some reason, people that didn't speak Spanish saw this article, saw Chipotle shutting down all of their locations.
All keywords.
And the story just spread like wildfire that Chipotle was shutting down. Like, there were actually legitimate news stories done, like, is Chipotle closing forever?
Well, that would be huge.
Yeah.
How did nobody translate the article before jumping to conclusions?
Well, you always said everybody just reads the headlines. Yeah.
But it's a Spanish headline.
You can't read the headline. I get the gist of it.
But if I see something in a language I don't understand, I always assume, like, oh, that word looks like that, so that must be what it is. Mm.
Okay, so to the point you made before, you're right. There have been infinite studies done that show people will read the headline, and that's what they'll decide. But we are at a really, really bad point.
Yeah.
When you're reading headlines not in your language that you can't comprehend and jump into conclusions.
But if it looks like a word that we use, then I always assume it's that.
What not? But that's not always a case.
I know, but it's close enough.
No, but it's not, though. There are words that mean completely different things that look similar. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Okay.
I am not a linguist, unless I'm with your mom.
But even like when I went down to Mexico as a kid, I just drove down there when I was on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke Silcho. El Zucho, El Languageo.
He's doing it right now.
But yeah. I just assumed like, oh, that kind of looks like that. That must be that. I just assumed. And I was usually pretty spot on.
But you don't know so if you were because you were just assuming.
No, but it worked out. Like, I didn't die.
Okay.
You were able to navigate.
Yeah. Like, I just assumed, oh, that kind of looks like that. That word looks like our word.
Okay.
And, you know, if it helps if there's pictures.
Yeah, because that means you're not reading the words, stupid.
So, like, no, there was a burrito with an X across it.
Not burritos. Can either of you read in a different language, like even a little bit?
No, I can't read mine. Think,
this was more of a question for Kimmy. I was just trying to be polite.
Read foreign language.
The basic French words that you first learned when you took French.
But you couldn't read like a line of
French. I could read like, you know, your sentence like, my name is, or...
Je m'appelle Kimé.
Yeah, like I could not sit down and read a paragraph of French.
Like if I slapped down a French newspaper, could you figure out the headline?
No.
Nope.
I mean, based on what you know that's going on in the news, you couldn't figure it out?
I don't think so. I don't know.
You could guess, but you wouldn't be actually like figuring out based on the words you know.
And, well, you know, we're also used to our own media, right? Like, I don't know how the French cover different news stories. So you're right. It could be a picture of something. You would see the headline, assume it. It could be totally wrong.
All right.
Again, 252 WCMF, the last 36 hours has been a ton of fervor announcing that Chipotle is closing all of their locations. That is not the case. It was a case of a translation mistake. They are closing all of their spin-off salad restaurants called Farmresha Fresh Eatery, but it was first reported by a Spanish language website, and it seems that people read this article that don't speak Spanish, saw Chipotle El Closo, and assume that Chipotle was shutting everything down. So if you want to get your burrito bowls, it's okay.
It's cool.
Yes, everything is still open. Enjoy.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.